This podcast is not meant to replace, nor does it provide medical advice, professional diagnosis, opinion, treatment, or services to you or to any other individual. So don't sue me!
There are two ways of getting home. One of them is to stay there. The other is to walk around the whole world till we come back to the same place. That from G.K. Chesterton, as sent in by listener Teresa. Thank you, Teresa, for this wonderful quote to kick off our day here. We're just going to hang out a little bit, recommit to our health once again, make sure we're still using that smaller plate, make sure we've got our water with us, and make sure that we're going to try and put forth some effort today for the sake of our health right here on Focus on the Change. Happy Saturday, everybody! I hope you have some plans to get out there while you can. It's gonna be winter's right around the corner, guys. We're not gonna have too many more weekends where we're able to go out and about and really kind of be comfortable. You know, if we layer up, we can be pretty comfortable in this weather right here. And you know, I also want you to know, in the winter, you can be pretty comfortable, too, with an extra layer or two. So don't let, you know, the cold be an excuse from keeping you from going outside unless it's dangerously cold. However, let's take advantage of these next couple weekends here when it's not freezing yet, right? Today is Friday. It's about 55 degrees. I got out and played some basketball outdoors, which was lovely. And it's really pretty nice out there. So take advantage of it now. Get out there now while you still can. I'm hoping to go for a hike tomorrow, something like that. So get out into some nature today. I highly encourage you to do so while we can. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Focus on the Change, a daily reminder of your healthy living goals. I am your host, Adam Benson. What do you think of that? Healthy living goals? I like that. I think Mira sent that one in. A daily reminder of your healthy living goals. I actually really like that one. That might be it. I'll have to talk it over with Alita, who is not here, as you can probably tell today. We're doing a little solo run here. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we're committed to our health today, guys. We're committed to our health today. All areas of our health. We want to put forth effort in each area of our lives as best we can to take care of ourselves. Physical, mental, and emotional. Maybe you're like me right now. I'm doing a pretty good job as of late taking care of myself physically. I've been getting a little more active. I'm not putting cigarettes in my body anymore. That part I've kind of had covered. Mentally, I've been slacking a little bit. I've been taking on too much. I need to cool my heels somewhere. Maybe that's you too. Know this. There is nothing more important than our physical and mental health and emotional health. I think those mental and emotional health are pretty closely tied together. You know, something's got to give somewhere. And it's not selfish to make a sacrifice for the sake of your mental, emotional, or physical health. I'm going to have to cut back somewhere. I'm aware of this. I know this. I don't know where it's going to be quite yet, but I am going to burn out if I don't. So let's work on this together. If maybe this is you, you know, let's cut back somewhere if we can. We don't have to do everything. We don't have to take care of everyone. Those people that we take care of in our lives, you know, unless they're an infant or a child or even a teenager to some extent, they can take care of themselves. If someone else in your life is a barrier to you taking care of yourself because you have to look out for them, well, you know what? Sink or swim for them. I know it sounds harsh, but it's tough love. We can't take care of someone else and take care of ourselves. So that adult, I'm talking about adults here. If there's an adult in your life who can't take care of themselves, you know, help them if they ask for it in a certain way, but only if it's proactive in them taking care of themselves. Don't do something for them, as we all have often struggled in the past. Don't enable their lack of care for themselves. I don't know. I don't know where I'm really going with this. I'm kind of preaching to myself right here, right? They've got to take care of themselves so that we can take care of ourselves. Much like Josh and Alita, right? She was talking early on in one of the early episodes how the only thing Josh asks of her is, "Hey, take care of yourself. Make sure you live a healthy life as best you can. Get a little active. Eat right. Take care of yourself for the sake of your health, so that I don't have to take care of you." Because I can't handle that. I take care of enough. We all need to be responsible for taking care of ourselves. So if you feel that you're responsible for taking care of someone else, time to have a conversation. Our health's got to come first. Just like being in the airplane, right? They tell you, the flight attendants, when they're doing that little show before you take off, secure your own oxygen mask first before helping someone else. Because we can't help someone else if we can't breathe. I didn't mean for this to get so kind of heavy here, right? But this is, I guess, what's been on my mind lately, right? This is a part of my life that I need to be a little more attentive in taking care of my mental state. I can't take on too much. Something's got to give, right? So I suggest you do the same. Let's look at this quote real quickly here. There are two ways of getting home. One of them is to stay there. The other is to walk around the whole world till we come back to the same place. That from G.K. Chesterton. And to me, when I got this quote from Teresa, thank you, Teresa, to me, it's pretty vague. I'm going to have to extrapolate some meaning out of this for myself. I'm going to project what I want to see onto this quote a little bit. There are two ways of getting home. One of them is to stay there. The other is to walk around the whole world till we come back to the same place. And here's the way I've taken a looking at it. After thinking about it for quite a bit, I had to say, you know, what does this mean to me? We feel very at home, even if we're uncomfortable, in the lifestyle we're living. Like, we have a routine, even if it's a very unhealthy routine of eating fast food all day, not exercising, smoking cigarettes. This is a lifestyle we're comfortable with, right? It's uncomfortable giving some of these things up. So there's two ways of getting home. One of them is to stay there. We can remain comfortable. We can remain, quote, at home and just keep those routines. There is another way home, though. And first, I think we would all agree that is not a very healthy home to reside in. There's another way to get home. That other way is to walk around the whole world till we come back to the same place. Let's talk about what that place is. What's the same place? To me, that same place is a place of comfort. I've experienced this with my journey with food, my relationship with food. Many times in the past, it was so uncomfortable giving up those old patterns, those old behaviors. But eventually, I stuck to it enough that it became comfortable living this healthier lifestyle. I'm trusting the same is going to happen with cigarettes here, that eventually it's just going to be who I am. I'm going to be so comfortable saying no to them. I'm going to have a much more, you know, diminished desire for them. So I'm going to be comfortable in the body I'm living in the way I do things, and in my new routine, because I'm going to let time run its course and do its work as I continue to walk the path I want to walk. So there is another way to come back home. And we walk around the whole world. We go through discomfort. Journeying around the world? That's a tough thing to do. Sure, fun. Sure, you'll learn a lot. Sure, it's going to be one of the most amazing experiences of your life. But boy, is that difficult. All the different languages and cultures you're going to have to work your way through. Much like a healthy lifestyle journey, much like a weight loss journey, much like quitting smoking, much like quitting drinking. It's going to be a time of discomfort. It's hard journeying around the world, trying to work our way back to a new home, a new place of comfort. But we will get there. We will get back to a place of comfort. And that new place of comfort will be one that is a much healthier place to be in. So there are two ways of getting home. One is to stay there. We don't want to do that. The other is to walk around the world, work through discomfort till we come back to the same place of being comfortable in our new lifestyle, being comfortable in our skin once again. Let's do that together today. Sound good? Let's walk around the world one step at a time, though, guys. Don't get overwhelmed. One step at a time. This has been another episode of Focus on the Change, a daily reminder of your weight loss. No. This has been another episode of Focus on the Change, a daily reminder of your healthy living goals. I have been your host, Adam Benson. You can find Focus on the Change on Facebook, facebook.com/Focus on the Change, Twitter and Instagram at FOTCcast, and shoot us an email to focusonthechange@gmail.com, just like Teresa did. Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate it dearly. Share with a friend. That'd be great. Otherwise, guys, we're not going to get around the world overnight. And thinking about walking around the whole world is overwhelming. Seems impossible. Sometimes I get in my car knowing I have to drive 30 minutes and I get overwhelmed just thinking about how long it's going to take me to get home. We shouldn't think too far ahead. It overwhelms us. Instead, let's just focus on what's in front of us here. Let's just focus on something we can manage here. Let's just take things one day at a time.